Over it. You don't have to say a person did it. Maybe a man does it. Rashi says, Shadakin Shoshrotsun Nagal, Yafagav, the Yodim Nami Dakanagal, even though a man can also do it. So, an equal limitly Yodim Tor, over Shrotsun Tor, we still have two Tadim. Maybe a person did it at Tor, and maybe a sheriff did it at Tor. Over Yodim Tame, Litame, Talina Bosa, Ruba, Latar. Therefore, we go Bosa Rurik to say, most probably is still Tor. And, but if in the ratio, there's not a derech for sheriffs to cover it. If in the ratio, we know for sure a man covered it. Sophic, whether the man was Torah Tomei, that's Tamasophic. So you see, Rashi says, Alma b'midi d'isura, talina b'asaruba d'shchichi. You go b'asaroyit, even though it's l'kula. Again, so in the ratio, where shrotzim do not cover it, then you go b'asamin, and since it's a Sophic, we go l'chumra. But in the Sefer, where there's a tzad to say maybe a man that was Torah did it, and also maybe Shrotzim did it, that are also Torah when they're alive. There's only one solving, maybe a man that's Tommy did it, that's a miyat. So you go bus arrive. So the question is, you see, by Yisurim, you go bus arrive. A parenthesis it has, Inami time of the Nicha Magula, Bo Matza Mechusa, Mechusa Bo Matza Magula, Ha Matza Kamasha Nicho, Loi Tumma Ikov, Loi Psulik. There's nothing wrong with it. But I call Panavik Mars Medayik Tov, Yilu Sofik, Mayim Magula Masurim. But if you left water uncovered overnight, even though it's only a small Sufik, still you go to Chumrah. Even though it's a small Sufik, there may be a Nachash drank from it. It's only a small minority. So, Shmamina, we see clearly that Chamira Sakanta Misura, that the Klal is, by a Sakon, if something's danger for your life, you have to be more Machim, go to Chumrah there, more than Sami Surim. Shmamina, Chmira, it's a good proof. That's how you, like Rashi speaks out, by the Gila of the water here, there's also a big tzad to say maybe a man uncovered it. And even if Shrotzim did it, most of them do not put poison into the water. It's only the Nochash, the snakes. He's a miyat. Even for miyat, we see by Sakono, we're more machmir. So, Kitza, that's the proof, that, and that's the klal, that chamir is sakanta misura. Something that's the danger for your life, that's more chomer than samisura. It's not wholesome. We went over there, Masech the Mishnah in Trumais, that gimel mashkin asur mishum gili. Nikaradin, there are three types of liquids. If you leave it uncovered, you have to be chshash that maybe a snake drank from it and can poison, not to drink from it. The nice of his man is there that people are not so makbel anymore in Gilui, even though he left the water uncovered, it's not so shkiyah to have snakes around anymore, so it's not to be makbel his man is there. But Nikaradin, though, it's also. So what are these three liquids? The Gemara says it's mayim, v'yayin, v'cholav, water, wine, and milk. Now, Kami Yeshua V'Yesurim, how long do you have to leave it uncovered to say that it's also? Kadesh Yetzi Rechesh B'Mokam Korv, that the snake, the creeper, should come out from a nearby place, Yesh didn't drink from it. The Kama Mokam Korv, what's called a nearby place? Or Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehuda, Kadesh Yetzi Mitachas Oizen Kli, Shemamash come out of the handle of the Kli, Yesh didn't drink from it. That small amount of time, if you leave it uncovered, that and not watching it, that small amount of time, you have to be afraid maybe a snake drank from it. If it's only this time that he can come out and drink, not more, so you should see him drinking then. Ela, rather, the time is like this. The time that the snake should come out from underneath the handle. Yishte, he should have time to drink. The yaslechur and go back into his hole again. So if you wait that long, you have to be afraid that maybe a snake type could drink from the water. He put his poison into the water, and therefore starts to drink from the water. That's all this cloud that Chamira Sakanto Meisura. Again, we said, but the Meis of his man is there. We're not so makpan on this since snakes are not so shchir to be around. All right, we'll stop here. You know, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll do that for you on the other side. Yeah, we're holding that for you, Domer Aleph.
You're holding that for you, dear, by the two dots, 10 lines down. Yitma, we like this. Yigamor later, really, that Hashoichit Bisakim. Somebody made a shchita with a good knife. Toshiri checked out the knife. The Sheikhit checked it out before the shchita. But then, Venimtsas Peguma. After he shechted, then later he checked out the knife and he found out there was a pegam. There was a hole, a dent in the shchita. So now we have to have a sofik about when did the pegam come? If it came before during the shchita, so shchita's psula. Or did it happen later? That's not like Somer Avunafuna says, "Afilu shiva bo atzamas kol hayom." Even if this person after the shechita used his knife to cut wood, So that has a very good chance that most probably the wood caused the pagam, caused the knife to become dented. Shiva atzon, you're right, bones, right. If you shiva b'yatzon, even if you cut bones, right, cut the bones of the meat, right, the whole day kol yoyin, yepsula, still the shchit is possible. Why? Chashin and shemer bior nifkama. We have a doubt to say maybe when he started the shchita, when the knife first cut the skin is also a little bit hard, so that made it become in the knife. And then when you made the shchita, when you cut the simonim, it's possible. Rashi says, Nifkama, she says, V'nimtza comes out, Shle nishchitas simonim. You didn't make a shchit on the simonim. Ela rather, nikro, they were cut. Shapagam, if you have a dent there in the knife, that's korei, it's tam cuts it, it doesn't, it's not called a shchita. Rips it like. And Rashi is interesting. The Pasuk says, V'zovachta ksiv. Rashi, you have to have a good shchita, and not just I'm ripping it. So that's Rafunis Chiddush that, we don't know when the dent came, so you have to have a suffix, maybe it came before. And therefore, we said before, the Behem is the Cheskas Yisra in Medis, so you don't know what the Shchita was done, therefore it's Psula. Yeah. Now, that's Rav Humis Farah. What says Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda says, no, Rav Chizda Omek Shera, that the Behem is Kosher, it's a good Shchita. And the Svarah is why? Because Shema, B'yetzem Nifkuma. It was a Lashon Shema, but you could be totally honest, and you have a right to say, that most probably the pagam came because of later when you cut the bones, but not during the shchita. Yeah. Smor says, "Vishleimer Rav Huna kishmaite." Huna goes according to his own halacha, like we had before. Rashi says kishmaite means that he said a behema is becheskas Israel medes hashibol lechov amanishchato. V'zu in this case here, another basotu b'shchita. The basotu now the shchita was good altogether. So therefore, the shchit is psula. Ela Rav Chizda, my time was the chesar of Rav Chizda, the chorot sasofik, if the shchit was good altogether. Omla Rav Chizda holds this for like this. I'll tell you that etzer levade poikim. Like you're telling me for sure with this knife lady, you chop bones. So the bones for sure have a power to make a pagam, a dent in the knife. Or, when you started the shchit with the skin, sofik poikim, sofik light poikim, it's only a sofik. I found it's a very small suffix also. It's not mastavra. About a small mastavra, it happened through the bones, not through the skin. Therefore, the klal is, every suffix of vaday, say suffix or, and the vaday etzem, and the klal is, we ain't suffix, moitzim edi vaday. The suffix of the or does not take out from the vaday, so you have right to say for sure was the bones that made the begam, but vishan shchita, the vein was ksheira, so the knife was kosher. So that's where Chizdis were. Rosh says, now most of Rosh says, right here, most of Rosh has a question on this, most of Rosh l'siyul rafuna. Rosh has the question, l'siyul rafuna, that should be posel and not kosher. It says, tovo, somebody was tome, went to the mikveh, made a tefillah in the mikveh. The yolon, he comes up from the mikveh, the nimsa all of dover chaitzis, and he finds something chatzitza, he finds something on his skin. So after pitching his asik b'yosei hamin kolay yom kulay, even though after the mikvah he was isik afeis and that, those type of things, whether it was band-aids or whatever it was, glue, he was isik and glue the rest of the day. And later when he checked his hands, he found some glue on his hands. Still, we said layos alay tefila. We said that first tefila was no good. Achiyom until the person could say. That's the person that say for sure, I know when I went down to the mikvah, I did not have that glue or that stuff on me. But if we have a suffix though, we would say no, that the mice was there even before the shchita. Now here, or let's see, for over here, the vade tovel, same thing, the person vade made a mice tefila. Suffix heavy olay, suffix lehevelay, it's a suffix where he had the glue on him. The shaft that's feel or not. And it's a vada that he was working with the glue later on in the day. And so we say, of course, his suffix is moitzim ide vaday. See, his suffix is moitzim ide vaday. So Marin says, now I'll tell you, Shani Hilson, they're different. The equal main Mehemet Tomiach Haskosai. Before the person went to the mikveh, he was Tomei. So leave him still the Haskosai that he's Tomei. The Eimon will say, like Tobi, he didn't do a good tefillah. So Marin says, no, Hokinam, the same thing here also by the Behemot. Hemet Beimach Haskoso, the name one is alive is the Cheskas Yisra, the Cheskas Yisra, Evim and the Chai Rashi learns.
If you have a suffix, whether it was a good shchit or not, leave it because the shchit was no good. So Maron says, no, haray shchutu l'fanecho. Here the maisa, we see a maisa shchita. The shchutu l'fanecho, that's what we'll more make it. So Maron there also, hachinami, haray tovu l'fanecho. Here also the person made a tefillah. We see that he made a tefillah. So what's the difference? So Maron says, I'll tell you, ho, is yolad b'ryusa. No, over here by the tefillah there's a reisa. That right now the guy has some glue on his body. The Marochanan here by the Shchita also is Yalad Barusa. There's a Reiser also. Now the Sakan has the Pagam on it. There's a Reiser here also. Samor says no. The Chiluk is that Sakan is Roy. But the Heimala is Roy. Sure, you found something wrong with the knife. On the knife it has a dent. But in the Heimala itself there's no Reiser. The Rashi says, the Heimala is Roy. The Chiv and the Lav, the Gufa Mamish is Yalad. There's no Reiser in the Heimala itself. Elon even Bedovrachar. So it's not done with the tefillah. By tefillah, there's a reis in the person himself. There's some glue on his body. Therefore, we say, Leos, the suffix, the reis, or the sakin, who might see me the shchita, the vadoi, is the vad, yes, and pogam. So by shchita, since in the behemoth itself, there's no reis, only in the knife, together we look at the behemoth itself, and we say, and itself, who might see me the vadoi. But here, by the tefillah, where there's a reis in the person himself, here it's worse. Gemara still is, Mesa have a question. Still, the Gemara later that says, Shochet es aveshet. You're cutting the veshet, the windpipe, of a knife.
Yeah.
So again, you shochet es aveshet. They cut the food pipe. And then the yachakach nishmato adageris. And then the windpipe got pulled out of place. So still it's ksher, it's called the good shchita. Because by an oif, by a bird, you only have to shecht one simen. So since you shechted the veshet first, it's a kosher shchita. What's going to be the opposite? Well, let's say first nishmato adageris. First the windpipe got pulled out of place. So the oif is like a trefer now. V'yachakach shochet es aveshet. And then you made a shchita on the food pipe. It's psula. Of course, the behema, the oif is like a trefer already. So it's no good. The Rashi says, tchila haray nikrifo, the trefer already. What's going to be though shochet es aveshet? You shecht the food pipe. Then later the nimtza hagageris shemuta, you find that the windpipe was pulled out of place. But v'yeni yudei, you do not know. In koydim shchita nishmato, in liyacha shchita nishmato, you do not know when was it pulled out of place. B'shah shchita, was it a kosher shchita or not? So we have a sofik. So kitzah b'shah yishchta deveshet, we have a sofik if the earth was a tray for or not. So Mora says, oh, you might have happened a case like this. For Yomu, they said, oh, but the klal is that called sofik b'shchita psula. That any suffix you have in shchita is psula. See, like you have a suffix if the shchita was done or not. So we say it's psula, because the behem is the cheskes is where I made this. So therefore it's not a good shchita. So Mor says, it says lashon of kol suffix. Mor says, kol suffix b'shchita lasu yamai. Like what other cases have come to include? Lav lasu yik b'kai gavna. Doesn't it come to include in our case here? That shnella bas suffix b'sakin. That's also called a suffix in the shchita. And still we say a suffix in the sakin is also psula. So who should be kash against Rav Chisda? So Mor says, no, that's not the pshat. It could be lasuya suffix shor suffix doros. Not where the suffix was in the sakin, but where the suffix was in the behem and the shchita itself. We have a suffix if the shochet made a psul shia, or did he make a psul drosa, did he wait, or did he press down? So those shakes, since the suffix in the behem itself, there we go lakurma. There we say taka, the behemoth is no good. Rumor says again, Umayishna, what's like the difference? Umayishna.